So these days you must have noticed India is facing a lot of noise from the West about buying oil from Russia. US government has even gone a step further and said India is not just buying Russian oil, but profiting from it.
India had less than 1% of their oil, 1%, and now I believe it's up to 42. So India is just profiteering.
Now, how does India respond to that? Pretty simple. The answer is almost like what we say in our homes. Agar pasand nahi aaya, to mat lo. If you don't like it, don't buy it. And that's exactly the point. Nobody forced Europe or America to buy refined oil from India. But the truth is, they do buy it because they need it. I'll explain the whole story behind. Back in 2022, when oil prices were shooting up like crazy due to Russia-Ukraine war, the Biden administration had a private conversation with India. And you know what they said? They said, go ahead, buy Russian oil, because it will stabilize the market. Now, why did they say that? When a country like Russia sells oil, it earns big revenue. During the Ukraine war, the US and Europe wanted to limit Russia's earnings without completely stopping oil supply, because if supply drops too much, global oil prices would shoot up and that would hurt everyone. This much is clear, right? So the US government, that is the Biden administration, introduced a price cap system. Buyers can purchase Russian oil only if the price is at or below $60 per barrel. That was decided by G7 and allies. If someone pays more, they won't get access to Western shipping, insurance and financial services, which are crucial for transporting oil by sea. This way, Russia can still sell oil, but at a limited profit, and the world market doesn't face a huge supply shock. Now the question is how India came into the picture. If you remember, India, and also China, did not formally join the Western sanctions against Russia. Instead, India started buying Russian oil in large quantities because, number one, it was sold at a discount, cheaper than Middle East oil. And number two, India could refine it and even resell fuels like diesel, petrol to Europe and other markets. Now here's the interesting part. By absorbing Russian oil, India actually helped keep that oil in the global supply chain. If India had refused, Russia might have cut supply and prices would have skyrocketed for everyone around the world. So indirectly, India's purchase prevented a global price shock. All of this was not formal. That is why it did not come out in the public. It was all internally decided. But the effect was the same. Russia had to sell cheaper, the oil kept flowing, and global prices stayed under control because India continued buying and selling. That's actually how the whole idea of price cap came in. Think about it. If the West really wanted to stop Russian oil completely, why would they talk about capping the price? Price cap means they accepted that trade would continue. The cap was only to keep the cost under control. So at that time, India's role was actually seen as helpful. By buying oil from Russia, India kept global oil prices stable. And let's be honest, that was good not just for India but for the whole world. Now, fast forward today. The Trump administration in Washington suddenly calls this a national security tariff. Their spokeswoman has also called it a sanction. India's view is clear. Calling it by fancy name doesn't change the reality. Punishing India for something that other countries are doing in even bigger volumes, that's pure hypocrisy. At the end of the day, India has always said, yes, we are buying oil in our national interest. We never hid that fact. But it's also in the global interest. If prices are stable, everyone benefits. And about the future? Well, India's foreign minister puts it simply. India and the US are big countries. The lines are open. People are talking. There may be tensions, but the conversations are still happening. It's like in any big relationship, disagreements will come, but you don't stop talking. Because both sides know the world is watching and stability depends on cooperation. It's really just Trump and his people who are unnecessarily blowing small things out of proportion and spinning their own narrative. At this point, it is clear that the US government is actively engaging in disinformation. For reasons best known to them, they seem to be working very hard to build a narrative that gives them an upper hand or pushes things to happen their way. So this is the whole story behind the price cap idea proposed by the Western governments. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.